Fix Insider April 19. The premium for people who can tell you things you do not know will only grow in importance, and no machine will do that. The topics we choose to focus on have developed over the years. We started with mobile and ad tech and came up with the concept of GAFA, then have grown as tech changed other sectors. So we added new TV, merchant, China and the alphabet soup of AI, R, VR, etc., given how they are all now starting to bump into each other. I think we're on the right track. Merchants have become media owners, TV is adding shopping, social is morphing into video and shopping, and Chinese firms currently set the agenda. The rise of AI asks questions of our model, so I was fascinated to read about how Axios are thinking about AI. I love the quote, "It is everything I hope Fix can be." Thanks to all our subscribers, new and old, for the support, and if you know somebody who might be interested in things they do not know, send them Fix. Social shopping. The social video space, TikTok, Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, is getting more dynamic. Lots of changes on what creators can do, with platforms like TikTok now encouraging longer videos and horizontal videos. The state of social shopping is developing fast as TikTok pushes it hard. Meta have responded by requiring all Facebook shops to use the Meta native checkout or their sites will not be visible. This was floated a year ago when introduced for new shops, but is now happening for all stores. All the platforms have worked out a percent of spend generally beats a CPM. YouTube is doing more with shopping features as all the platforms look to incentivize creators, knowing they will post their content and bring their audience to the place they make the most money. For advertisers, it is evolving too, with YouTube now adding more targeting options. The new Piper Sandler survey on US teens is out and it sounds interesting as ever. A US friend talked to 13-year-old daughter about the survey and adds some color and context. One thing that many advertisers miss is important of subtitles, and new U.S. research shows just how much young Americans prefer subtitles, a habit driven by TikTok use. New TV. With new Netflix numbers imminent, everyone is hoping for another big bump in subscriptions, but has the clamping down on password sharing done its work? The Amazon CEO shared what they are up against in his latest shareholder letter. Recently, we've expanded our streaming TV advertising by introducing ads into Prime Video shows and movies, where brands can reach over 200 million monthly viewers in our most popular entertainment offerings, across hit movies and shows, award-winning Amazon MGM originals, and live sports like Thursday Night Football. Streaming TV advertising is growing quickly and off to a strong start. We have increasing conviction that Prime Video can be a large and profitable business on its own. This confidence is buoyed by the continued development of compelling, exclusive content, for example Thursday Night Football, Lord of the Rings, Reacher, The Boys, Citadel, Roadhouse, etc., Prime Video customers' engagement with this content, growth in our marketplace programs, through our third-party channels program, as well as the broad selection of shows and movies customers rent or buy, and the addition of advertising in Prime Video. How does everyone else compete? A few people are looking at the return of channels. Disney are looking at this for their Marvel and Star Wars content. And Criterion are trying a sort of random discovery, perhaps inspired by the TikTok moves shown in random order. Their content is top quality movies, so maybe viewers will be drawn to watch whatever is on? Lots of people are still excited by the idea of Madison and Vine. Brands love the idea of being involved in movies, and Hollywood loves a fresh source of money. This new upfront is star-studded, but can they give access to the best projects, or will they end up financing straight to streaming films? There is lots of potential for consolidation and collaboration across the European TV industry. All the major players share the same problems as the US. National broadcasters seem to find it hard to configure ways to work more closely together. The FT look at the Berlusconi family group calls for European media consolidation amid ProSieben boardroom battle. Football. The importance of football rights for a broadcaster is pretty much unarguable. The Sky business was built on the back of the Premier League, and Sky have done everything they can to see off other suitors. It's interesting to see that the deal with women's football, where Sky and the BBC share the rights, has been extended for a year. Does that open the door to more bidders in 2025? The heat of the battle over sports in the US is likely to come to Europe at some point. Disney just signed a deal for Europa and Conference League rights in Scandinavia, and ITV has struck a canny deal to get the rights to Serie A for ITVX. Older readers will remember how well Channel 4 did the Italian football back in the day. Amazon. I have mentioned the Amazon shareholders' letter elsewhere, but it's well worth reading. Other Amazon news sees them bringing live shoppable video to their media business, with Prime Video and Freevee carrying a fast-style channel featuring the live stream currently accessible through the website and the mobile app. They are also encouraging creators to sign up for the Influencer Affiliate Program. Amazon seems to have given up on voice, with them pulling credits that let third-party developers host Alexa skills for free. The rumors of a subscriber Alexa service persist, but it's hard to see a large market here. The Wall Street Journal discovers that Amazon mystery shops their competitors. TikTok. Just about every brand active in social media has an influencer horror story. Lucky ones have had problems, but not well-known ones, whilst the unlucky ones will never forget the headlines. The role of influencers has switched over the last 18 months as platforms have taken more of a role in matching brands with influencers, squeezing out the middlemen. Remember influencer houses? Inevitably, the platforms are recognizing the opportunity for virtual influencers, who have two attractions: they don't get involved in scandals and they don't ask for money. We've seen in China virtual influencers become mainstream, and I'm sure the same is going to happen in the West. With all the talk of TikTok acting as a search engine, some influencers and their agencies are working on how SEO adapt to this new platform. I have to say I'm a little skeptical about this idea of search on TikTok. I remember the stories that 25% of all Google searches were voice, which turned out to be wishful thinking. Search on TikTok is great for content discovery, but has limited use cases compared to classic Google search. There is a lot of NPD happening at TikTok. Last week we shared news of their new rewards app, and now we see they plan an Instagram dupe, called TikTok Notes. Merchant. The Amazon shareholder letter also has relevance in Merchant. Despite the hoo-ha over their small number of stores, they are still ambitious in grocery, and here they talk of ways of reconfiguring grocery shopping, rethinking the Amazon delivery driver as the modern milkman. We have a very large and growing grocery business in organic grocery, with Whole Foods Market, and non-perishable goods, for example consumables, canned goods, health and beauty products, etc. We've been working hard on building a mass, physical store offering, Amazon Fresh, that offers a great perishable experience. However, what if we used our same-day facilities to enable customers to easily add milk, eggs, or other perishable items to any Amazon order and get same-day? It might change how people think of splitting up their weekly grocery shopping, and make perishable shopping as convenient as non-perishable shopping already is. I mentioned last week how bullish Tesco are about their fast last-mile play Whoosh, and the fact they are running ads for the service. A smart fix reader tells me the main online grocery business is still unprofitable, but Whoosh is exciting for Tesco. With Whoosh, picking is quick and cheap, small baskets, they can now forecast demand for it in the smaller stores, so very little incremental staff cost, colleagues like doing it, and the shopper pays higher prices and the costs of delivery. Now imagine the next iteration, sat in the park and be served an ad for some beers and crisps, with 20-minute fulfillment by Whoosh. We see big CPG brands doing this type of thing already in some markets. Whilst Whoosh is enjoying the backing of a major retailer, pure plays are seeing VC funds stall, with Getter considering selling the US Fresh Direct business, just months after buying it. They were valued at $12 billion 2 years ago, not any longer. Search for grocery delivery on mobile and you get GoPuff, Zoom by Ocado, Whoosh, Amazon Prime as ads, then listings for Uber Eat, Belivery, Me Neither, Deliveroo, Sainsbury and Amazon etc. Getter appears as an app suggestion. Was sponsoring Spurs a smart move? Remember ghost kitchens? Struggling as business tries to leverage existing capex and people. Dodging the Deliveroo drivers waiting for pickups may be a challenge, but it's much cheaper than opening a separate location. But where has the $3 billion invested gone? An FT podcast looks at Shopify versus Amazon, asking, can the e-commerce site grab market share from Amazon? How the convergence of commerce media and video will transform shopping. AI. Amazon adds AI royalty to their board with Dr. Andrew Ng, formerly with Google, then Baidu. Baidu announced their AI chatbot Ernie has 200 million users and 85,000 enterprise clients, with the UI used 200 million times a day. This recent Baidu video gives more of an idea of what they are doing. The information point out how similar everyone's AI chatbots are, revealing generative AI's open secret: everyone is copying everyone else. More evidence of the positive applications of AI: OpenAI's model all but matches doctors in assessing AI problems. The regulators are coming, UK rethinks AI legislation as alarm grows over potential risks. Benedict Evans writes a good piece in the FT, talking about the lack of compelling use cases for AI for many professions. He also pops up in a podcast on similar topics in a little more depth, asking if AI is a platform shift or a paradigm shift. One business where there are clear applications is advertising, and these are two good resources. AI Tools for Advertising by Piotr Bombal. A smart Google friend shares thinking from a Google PM on actual, real, useful, tangible use cases. More on BrandTech Groups and their AI pitch to brands, Ad Age and following the news WPP and Google were collaborating on AI. We see both Stagwell and Accenture tell of their joint projects. China. We talked of the demise of BAT last week with Temu dominating Chinese e-commerce and hence much of the rest of the world. The FT think Alibaba will struggle to knock Temu off e-commerce top spot because low operational costs and lower spending on warehousing and inventory give the PDD-owned group an edge. But the rapid growth of Temu means it is now big enough to face the strict rules on content that GAFA and TikTok face with the EU. Shine also faced these rules and the concerns over counterfeit goods could be an issue. AdTech. Check out the pitch deck that helped AdTech identity company ID5 raise $20 million from investors including TransUnion and Martin Sorrell's S4S. AdTech company Criteo is laying off up to 4% of staff as it prepares for the cookie apocalypse. Plus plus. The Creation Generation, by Zoe Scammon. Brands, to meme or not to meme? Inside Taylor Swift's surprise return to TikTok. From ports to transformations, Greylock. State of the media market, 2024, Arthur D. Little.